this is the most important project Donegal has had. A lot of people are depending on the project. And if you look at 50 million in the USA at the present time, claiming Irish descent, you have then Australia and Canada, where in Toronto in 1847, 38,000 Irish went to Canada and went to Toronto. You have then the UK. There's a market there for the stuff that they're actually compiling at the moment, the database. The three churches are included. Now, there are 18 people employed, and many of them are single earners. And the greatest concern I have at this present juncture is that we'll say we need the backing of Donegal County Council to sort out the problems, because I don't even know yet who has taken the decision that Donegal County Council would be wound up.
How much would it take from the council to keep this project going and to keep these 18 jobs?
Well, I'll give you one figure alone. If you apply an average of 48,000 per year for the 9 years they've been involved, it represents about 52 euros per week for each and every one of the 18. If you apply it to 23, which is a sponsor group in Kilmacrenan, Whitney Startup as well, you can talk about 40 euros per week. Now, which is more preferred in this county at the present time, to put these people on the street as I describe it, or continue to subsidise a project that has earning capacity since it has gone online to the tune of about 50 or 60,000 per year? So no matter what anybody talks to me about money, it's only a pittance when you take, we can write off 68 million alone for one individual in this country. I think it's disgraceful.